Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. You know, you were just talking with Andy and Randy about this Falcon football team maybe doing something that we don't expect on Thursday. And I'm going to tell you what that is. That is Michael Penix Jr. I don't know, Mike, why this has kind of been shoved under the rug. We talked about you and I not liking the idea of them drafting a quarterback. I don't. I don't think you should. I don't think we need it. I think you worry about two or three years down the road. But what if the idea of drafting Michael Penix Jr. in the first round happens? How do you feel, and what would you think? Now, the reason why this is something that is being rumored out there, and we talked about this today on In the Huddle with Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockham, you can go check that out. We discussed this, Mike, and there are a lot of people around the league who believe that the Falcons really like Penix. I can't see it. I'm just saying to you right now. Yeah. But if this was to happen, would everybody freak out? Because you're getting the quarterback of the future, and you're saying, hey, we know Kirk is good for 2 years, but we don't know beyond that if you were to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it just smacks a little bit of the Jordan Love situation with the Packers. In the sense that, you know, now granted, Aaron Rodgers in his prime, if you feel that you need an upgrade as an insurance policy, a rookie quarterback is not an insurance policy because you don't, as the Jets' recent history can show you, it can go one of two ways. And for the Jets, it goes one way, and that's south. So I just was of the opinion you've got a serviceable backup with a very low ceiling in Heineke, and you take a flyer on a quarterback, you know, in the fifth or sixth round. If there's somebody you looked at, I wouldn't, and again, I know they looked at Spencer Rattler. Yeah, I wouldn't touch him anywhere before the fourth round, right?
Yeah, but I agree.
But this one, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I need impact because, as you said, I got a two-year window. Not to mention, if you draft Penix in the first year, you're wasting that salary control. You know, you're going to have, by the time he's ready to rock, you're into year three or four, and then, you know, or maybe year four, and you got to make a decision. So that's a little weird, too.
It is. And to your point, we've seen teams do it. I don't think the Packers expected Love to sit as long as he did. I think they thought that whole Aaron Rodgers thing would end sooner. But would you guys be okay with this?
No. No, it makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely less than zero sense.
404-726-0929. You want to talk about a curveball? There's one. You want to talk about them doing something that nobody expects? There it is. And why do you do it? Because you believe that in this quarterback draft, you like a guy so much, Mike, that you're willing to take a chance and say, I know Cousins is not going to be here for the long term. He may play another 3 or 4 years for sure. The 3 years on his contract is how I see it, Mike. After that, there are no guarantees. I don't like it, guys. I'm just telling you it's something that is being rumored out there. Will the Falcons do something like that? We're going to see on Thursday.
Right. You mentioned, you know, I mentioned Jordan Love. You mentioned the Packers. It was Brian Gutekunst, who's still the GM. And that was, you're right. He's like almost like enough with this Aaron Rodgers nonsense.
Yep.
The same stuff that went down almost 15 years prior with Brett Favre when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. That was so crazy about history repeating itself. I just think if you're a team that's in the mix, you can do a number of things. Hell, you could even roll with Heineke and wait for a better quarterback to get cut in the preseason. You know, I mean, there's other. I don't need
other ways to do
it. I don't need I don't need to waste draft equity or draft stock for a backup quarterback who's going to be a backup for guaranteed 2, 3, maybe 4.
Want to know what you guys think? Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Of course, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game and check out the mancavestore.com. We got a lot to discuss, guys, a lot to get to. We will talk about our Braves as they continue to stay hot. And, you know, one of those things where, Mike, I don't know what he's eating. Travis Darnold, right. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. We're going to discuss that. We'll continue our breakdown of the draft because last night Abe was on. He was doing the night show, mm-hmm. and he had a guest on. And literally I was at home watching, I think, the Braves, and I had I had the other NBA playoffs on, I think, at the Knicks. And I get this text from Abe who was saying, hey, I just had a guest, and he loves Latu. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's good. And Abe was like, man, he's ranting and raving about how good he is. And I said, Abe. He's the best pass rusher in this draft. I don't know what else to tell you guys. It doesn't mean they're going to draft him, but if you tell me Turner over Latu as far as getting pressure at the quarterback, Mike, it's not even close.
I saw something on NFL Network last night, the road to the draft, or a path to the draft, and they were saying, I forget who, oh, you know what? It might have been, I'll think of his name. It was Trotter, our buddy Jim Trotter.
Oh, Jim Trotter.
And he was saying if it wasn't for the neck injury, he would be considered a top 10 pick.
Yeah. Well, I still think
and even though guys are saying, you know, he was basically saying it would be universal amongst all GMs if he didn't have to, you know, if you lose, you know, 2 years of college football in your prime, a lot of guys are going, whoa, what's up with that? And then eventually you do get back to it. He said if you didn't have that, just based on the physical skills, the way he gets after it, his run, everything from setting the edge to getting the quarterback on the ground would make him guaranteed top 10.
I still think he is. I don't think the value, though, Mike, is picking him outside of the top 10, right? I mean, I think that's where the value is. But if you're going to go edge early, and this is the thing that the Falcons may face, as we've been talking about, having all those guys.
I'm sorry. It was Bucky Brooks. Bucky Brooks. Because okay. Trotter, he's persona non grata with NFL Network.
Yeah, gotcha.
Bucky Brooks was ranting about basically saying almost everything you were saying and then threw the medical aspect into it. They would have certainly, in the minds of some GMs, they're still kind of a little. But it said if you didn't have that, he would be hands down. You'd see him in every mock draft as 7 or 8.
Yeah.
First defender take.
I do think that is something. Listen, the teams that are interested, from what I understand, are not worried about it. The medicals have checked out. They've done the necessary background. They've had doctors check him out, Mike. The teams that are really interested are not worried about that. I'm curious to see where he ultimately lands because I've been saying this for weeks now about him over Turner just from an edge, get to the quarterback kind of guy. But there are other aspects of his game that a lot of people like. So we're going to see, but we'll continue to talk about that, man. But this curveball thing, everybody keeps waiting for something to drop, right? We're, what, 2 days away, 48 hours or whatever it is, yep, from the NFL draft. Thursday, Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But I'm telling you, that would be something. I don't know if I'd like it, but that would be something if they decided that they liked Michael Penix enough to draft him, Mike, and didn't have to move to get him.
Right.
You don't have to move to get him. If you think Caleb Williams and Jalen and all these guys are going to go before, you sit right where you are. You don't have to give up anything, and you get him at 8.
Now, the other thing is, with all this stuff you're hearing about Penix, it could be just a complete smokescreen for those people that do covet Penix. And the Raiders could be those teams, Carl. The Broncos covet Penix. And us, all this late last, you know, with 48 hours to go, Falcons and Penix are linked. Now, again, it sounds like just a giant bunch of nonsense, like some kind of poker game, and, you know, you're wearing your sunglasses, you're trying not to give the to me, there's no reason for us to go after Penix. And the only reason you would have us linked to Penix is to sucker somebody in to giving us the house at 8.
Yeah.
And that's it. But even then, I still can't believe. Here's the thing. Here we are, fans of the team. We watch this team more than anybody. We cover this team. What general manager in the NFL will be dumb enough to think we're going to take Penix at 8? Right?
I know.
Chris, am I missing something here? I mean, To me, it's just, you know what we need. You know you've committed over $100 million to Kirk Cousins. It doesn't make any sense.
You don't need it now, right, or next year, frankly. Do you? All right, the days of Jordan Love and everybody sitting for multiple years, those are gone, man. If you take your quarterback next year, sits for a year behind Cousins, maybe two, then you shove him into the fire. That's how it works now.
They don't have an insurance policy moving forward. I'm not saying it's the right thing,
right,
but if we're talking about an ultimate curveball and they're going to do something crazy that nobody expects, this is the thing that nobody expects.
Right.
This is the thing where everybody would go, Falcons select who? What the? Everybody be freaking out. Well, but if they're, but Mike, if this is a guy that they like or really love, or they covet his skills, they think, hey, he wins in the pocket, all the things we've talked about, then you go, okay. How? If you have a conviction on a guy, and I know you don't like this, Atlanta, I know. I'm just laying it out for you and saying, if you want a real what the hell are they going to do and why would they do that, that is the one move. I think everybody, and you asked this question the other day, you said, is everybody going to be happy with what we do?
Right.
Listen, everybody will be happy if you get an edge rusher. You may not like the guy, but you're going to be happy because you feel like it's a need. Corner, need. Mike, offensive line, need. If they did this, I don't know what their reaction would be, but if they covet his skills and they believe in it, then you draft him.
Well, there'll be another Michael Penix down the road. There will be another accurate quarterback coming out of college at some point, you know, who spent time under center and in shotgun. I mean, I know you love the fact that he's, you know, spent time under center. The thing, Carl, and by the way,
will you be at 8 though? Will you be at 8? Will you be in the top 10?
Yeah, but I mean, you've got, to me, this is a fugazi. It's nonsense. It's misdirection. They probably like one of those edge rushers you talked about. They might like Latu, but they think it's too much of a, it's not a value pick at 8, and they're looking for a partner in that range, whether it's Vikings, Raiders, Broncos, and then it makes perfect. Then you can even go Jared Verse if you like him, and you address a major need, and you go, and then you feel better about it because maybe, you know, he's a need, but he's not worth it at 8. You know what I mean? That if that's the logic, we're assuming there's some logic there about the value that everyone places on these picks. If you got a guy you've earmarked, you take him. I just can't understand why you would take a quarterback when you've paid a quarterback a king's ransom to be here as your starter for 3 years. This guy's never going to see the field. I need impact players. Every piece we draft in a 3-year window to win the Super Bowl has got to be an impact player. That's my logic. Now, unless they feel, to your point, 180 degrees different.
And we don't know. What we do know is there are choices and options on the board when we pick. You want to talk about taking a different turn and, oh, they're going to do something nobody expects. There it is. 404-726-0929. And I'll say this too, Mike. The other part of this is the fan base moving forward. Yeah, we're excited because our quarterback play has been so bad. But the fan base moving forward, and I think our owner understands this, has to be excited about the future if you are going to sell tickets, Mike. And to know you have your guy or a guy that gets the fan base excited, I think that plays.
Right.
I do. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to hit some headlines. Braves get another one, and Travis d'Arnaud stays hot. We'll get into that and much more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game.
It is interesting to see and read some of the responses about the Falcons, maybe, looking at Michael Penix at 8. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Jimmy Dean says, Dukes and Bell, 92.9, put him up. See, Dukes, he says, if they get Penix, I wouldn't be mad. In my heart, I know this is not a Super Bowl-ready team. What? I know anything what? Can happen.
What?
This draft just ain't that loaded with difference makers.
Oh, stop.
And to get a quarterback in the future, it's not bad. That's Jimmy Dean. Yeah. Steven says, Dukes, Jordan Love sits 3 seasons. If he don't start immediately, he's 24. You put him on the bench for 3 years, he's already past his prime. Steven, I hear you, man. And then Michael Sparks, man, he says, Dukes, this is why are you starting stuff with Penix? This is how fights break out. I am telling you, you want a curveball? That's a curveball in a rich quarterback draft.
No, no, no. It's a fugazi. It's a fake. It's a front. It's just to get folks who maybe could not find a partner or couldn't get a deal done to trade to the Chargers or the Cardinals, and maybe they missed out on trying to trade up because they had a thing out for Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, right? Whoever that fourth guy was going to be after Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, who I still think is going to the Commanders despite all their nonsense. But to me, you could get a deal, Carl, and then we pick up an extra second rounder and more, and then we could really restock this team. When I love that idea. But Penix, guys, forget it. Forget it. I mean, it makes less than 0 cents for all the things that, you know, from a standpoint of when is he going to have an impact on this team? 3 years from now. If you not feel that Arthur Blank signed off on Kirk Cousins, yes, we have to have competent quarterback play, but there's an opportunity right now with all the weapons while you have contract control on your skill position players to get to the Super Bowl. That's it. So go fix your defense, beef up your trenches, and let's get to work. Get a corner too.
By the way, the whole trading thing, I'm all for. But you got to have partners to do that.
Right.
I mean, like, again, this is why the mock drafts don't work. You've got to know that how this thing's going to shake out on Thursday night and beyond, by the way, because there'll be trades all weekend. We don't know where this goes. Guys, there have been trades in the past where the Falcons have been like, ah, we're not going to use those seventh-round picks. And they make a deal. Teams always are looking to say, hey, do we want to bring in 8 or 9 guys in the camp? Mike, knowing our salary cap situation, I mean, there's all these different things that play into it, but I hear you. I just feel like the easy thing to do is everybody keeps telling me, oh, we just need to move out of 8 and acquire additional picks. I'm with you, but it's got to happen. Well, who's doing that?
Well, again, if the Raiders feel there's a team which is going to come up, and the only team that the Raiders would be looking to get ahead of would be the Vikings and the Broncos. Because right now it's Vikings 11, Broncos 12, Raiders 13. Now, if you want to get and you feel Penix because, you know, Tennessee's going to take best athlete, whether it's Bowers or Joe Alt, that's at least a lot of the mocks. If you're going up to 8 to us, you got a deal because you're going to snake those other teams. And unlike the Vikings and the Broncos, the Raiders can give you a second-round pick this year. And again, under the pretense that we want to get as much impact as we did in 2016.
Yeah, we do. I need
to me, the Raiders make the most sense if they want to play, if they play ball.
Yeah, I need to get starters. You're absolutely right. All right, 404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Again, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Check them out at mancavestore.com. If you're going, what are you guys screaming about? Mike asked the question, or actually said before the show started, they're going to do something that nobody's going to expect.
Right.
And I simply said, here it is. I'm just telling you, this is what I've heard. This is what we've talked about. And the idea that they like – and by the way, teams like players all the time. It doesn't mean they draft them, okay? Right. So understand that. But when you hear, hey, the Falcons like Michael Penix Jr., well, there are other teams in the league that have higher picks than we do that like Michael Penix Jr. But the fact is, if you want a real curveball and you say, okay, you just invested all this money in Kirk Cousins, that's absolutely true. But, Mike, you better have an insurance policy. And one of the things you've been talking about, and I'm not saying, again, that this makes it right, is, you know, when is he completely healthy?
Right.
When is he playing? Has anybody said for sure he's starting week one?
Well, Kirk Cousins may play in the preseason. If you go back and look at the rosier projections from the week 9 injury for the Minnesota Vikings, that was last week in October. Was that he would be just about ready to start doing stuff first week in August.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Chris and I remember we crunched, look at the calendar, and we crunched those dates.
Okay. So, and by the way, I mean, we say this. At least this is what I believe, and I've told you this. I don't think he plays in the preseason. So you're telling me September he should be ready to go, and hopefully that is the case. I'm just telling you this is another potential thing that's on the table. How high is it on the board? I don't think it's tops. I think these other position players we've been talking about, Mike, are probably higher. But if you're going to tell me this draft takes a curve and all of a sudden guys are sitting there that you didn't expect.
Right.
One of these top receivers, Penix.
Right.
The edge guys. Maybe the best corner is sitting
there. I'll take Rome Odunze a million times before I take Penix.
And you've got to make a decision. Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah. But there's no reason to draft a quarterback right now, guys, other than you guys just don't like Cousins. All right, that's
how can you not like him?
Yeah, because he's not Mike Vick. I got these nitwits.
Oh, God.
No, we don't need to draft a quarterback, guys. And by the way, if we're going to draft a quarterback, let's get the quarterback that everybody wants, which would be dual threat, which Penix isn't, okay? He showed more mobility than people expected in his his pro day and at the combine, but he's a pocket passer.
He is, but Mike, that's what they want. It's why they got Cousins.
But you are
It's what they want. They don't necessarily want a guy that can do all these other things. They need a guy that can win in the pocket.
And Zach Robinson, that's certainly his guy. But here's the thing. If Kirk Cousins does well, Zach Robinson won't even be here in 2 years. He'll be a head coach somewhere. So, I mean, as we said, let's just focus on this year. Let's focus on the here and now. I don't need a guy sitting on the bench and wasting a first-round pick. Oh, especially the NFL is going to take a second-rounder away from me next year.
So you're out on this.
No freaking way. You know me. You know where I stand on this.
So you're a definite no on this.
No, not just no. Hell no.
Okay. RJ.
If you want to take in the sixth round or the fifth round Jordan Travis or Joe Milton, sure. And then they can watch Kirk Cousins. That's all Michael Penix is going to do.
Yeah. RJ says, I can see the Falcons taking Penix only if they truly think he's a long-term answer. He says, if we're drafting in the top 10 next year, something truly went wrong. So maybe we need to see it as a long-term investment.
Come on.
That's RJ.
You got 3 years to win a Super Bowl. Forget the fourth year. Guys, what are you watching? Yeah, I'm looking forward to, what is this, 2027. No, you're not. Nobody gives a rat's patootie about 2027. Try to win the Super Bowl now, here, right now, starting with this season. Come on. Clear out your headgear, guys. Edge rush, corner.
RJ's on to something here.
Please. RJ's smoking the funny stuff.
RJ is on to something. If you see him as the long-term answer, Mike, have conviction with your pick like they did with Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
We don't care what the world thinks about drafting a running back. We're taking him anyway.
Yes, tremendous talent, which was underutilized by our head coach, who's no longer here. If you're going to get a quarterback, you do it when you need a quarterback. You don't do it now. And it was dumb for the Packers to do it when they did it. Gutenkutz.
Well, it was only dumb because Aaron Rodgers didn't know. No, he was pissed off about it.
But it was stupid. You should have gotten what they needed back then was more linebackers, more edge, more offensive line. The help from Bakhtiari broke down every other week.
But can
that
we
was
be
so
honest?
Stupid on their part.
But let's be honest. As soon as they drafted the kid, what did Aaron Rodgers do? MVP.
Right.
Seriously.
But that's a them soap opera. You know, you got an egomaniac quarterback who's threatening to quit every other year. That's on you.
All that stuff that he said he needed, he didn't need. He went out and won the MVP twice.
Would you have Penix and Cousins going to be MVP next year?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Cousins, unlike Aaron Rodgers, Cousins seems like a guy you want to have a freaking beer with. Okay?
Well, that's true. That's true. I agree with that.
Guys, there is no reason. You need to get a starting corner. You need to beef up your edge rush. You're telling me? Nah, I'm going to go quarterback. And then what are you going to do in the second round? Your wide receiver? Okay, great. Who's going to play freaking defense this year? We have, who's starting right now opposite A.J. Terrell? Nobody. A guy that didn't even play football. Right now, look at the depth chart. It's dudes who haven't played football in 2 years. Mike, it's guys who've been on five teams in 3 years.
Mike, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday to solve all these
Yeah, you better
issues.
Get a starter. You better get that right.
I mean, you got multiple days here.
Dude, Carl, can I give you some numbers real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Jordan Love and Patrick Mahomes both drafted in the first as future starters. If your guy is still there, get him. That's from AZ. AZ, go ahead. What's the numbers?
Okay. The Atlanta Falcons had 41 sacks last year.
Okay.
13 of those sacks are no longer on the roster.
Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell.
If we do some simple math.
Yeah. Grady was hurt too. Go ahead.
Okay. That leaves you in the 20s for total sacks on this team. You know where that ranks you in the NFL?
Last.
Dead last.
Yeah, we know. We've been living there. There was a year we had 17 sacks.
And how many games did you win?
I can't believe you're giving up your man crush on Latu for Michael Penix.
I'm not giving up anything. You want to know a curveball? You said they're going to do something different? Here it is.
They've never traded down
here
in their history.
If you want to say, I know they're going to do something crazy because that's what the Falcons do. Well, guess what? What if I told you they like Michael Penix enough to draft him at 8?
Well, that's asinine. And then Terry Fontenot has no idea what he's doing.
Seriously.
Then Fontenot has no idea what he's doing.
What do you mean? What if everybody in the room agrees, Mike, and they all want? They all agree on this guy?
Well, then this collaboration is a fail. This collaboration is a disaster.
Because they didn't do what you wanted.
No, because everybody in the world knows we're the worst pass rushing team in the friggin' league.
And here's the other part of this. And everybody in the world wants to automatically put Dallas Turner the guy.
No.
Everybody in the world wants to put Dallas Turner as the guy that we're going to draft. To your point.
That's a mock draft. So the so-called experts are not in our war room. If you can trade down
exactly.
and get value.
They're not in the war room, so they don't know what they're thinking.
But trading down and drafting a quarterback who's coming off 2 knee injuries who you don't know when he's going to play when you've got a 3-year window to win a Super Bowl makes no sense. If there's no sense of urgency with the Falcons in the next 2 years, then they are all idiots. Then they're morons. Then they have no business running the front office. Why did you give Kirk Cousins $100 million? Oh, so that I can support him by what? By drafting a quarterback to watch him. No, by having somebody on the field to get the quarterback of the other team on the ground.
Ben Hill Trill says you got a 36-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles. He could also be cut in 2 seasons. What are you doing? Penix would be a proud insurance policy to a backup. It's 36, and we're not sure.
Yeah, you guys now want a quarterback. Now you want to draft a backup quarterback. Brilliant. Your hatred for Cousins has now clouded your mind so much that you must take Michael Penix with the first overall
pick. Our listeners are making total sense here. These guys have thought about it, Mike. They put thought behind it. They're simply laying out the truth.
No, the truth is there's no truth here, guys. It's ridiculous. And you're just playing. By the way, you're playing this, and you're telling me you
Ben want. Ben Hill Trill is right. He's 36 coming off of Achilles. I want Cousins to be successful.
So why don't we cut
But he can be cut in 2 years, and then what are you doing?
So that's the plan. So we brought Cousins in. You're not even making sense. You're not even making sense.
Pick 8. I'm making total sense.
You're not
Pick 8.
You know what? Just stop. Stop this with the don't encourage these idiots with the Penix nonsense.
A.J. Terrell is going to tear both of his hamstrings,
Carl. I'm not saying they're going to. If they like him,
they don't like him. They want other teams to think they like him so we can get more value when somebody trades up to us.
Okay.
I'm telling you, A.J. Terrell is going to tear both of his hamstrings because he's going to be asked to cover guys for 7 and 8 seconds because nobody's getting to the freaking quarterback.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, you get Friday, you get Saturday, you get all weekend. Yeah. You got all weekend to solve all of this. Mm-hmm. Let's get past Thursday night. That's going to be one stinking pick. You have multiple picks in this draft. Mm-hmm. Relax. Mike's been saying all along, you've got guys in the second and third round who could be picked as an edge guy that you should be interested in. And all you guys are focused on is this?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm focused on. This.
Sure
exactly
am.
Right. And they can do also all those things you said. Right now, let's take a look at our depth chart. A.J. Terrell opposite Clark Phillips. Remember that New Orleans game? Not so great. Then we've got D. Alford, Mike Hughes, Kevin King. I don't even know who Antonio Hamilton Sr. is.
Who is he?
I don't know. Was he in penitentiary? No, that was Leon. That was Leon Isaac Kennedy. Orin, do you know who this dude is?
See, you know what? I got to thank the listeners right now. You people, you listeners,
what do you mean, you
Dukes and Bell listeners are really smart. This guy says, technically, if your quarterback is there at 8, you consider it.
You just drafted your quarterback for the next 3 years, people.
Thank you for thinking out loud, people.
You guys are morons.
Every game is going to be 35-32. Buckle up, baby.
Yeah. Hey, if we're scoring points, I'm all for it.
Hey, you know what? This is so batch crazy. Roma Dunze seems like common sense compared to the stuff you're selling right now.
Coming up, we'll hit some headlines. Hey, you think it's crazy? That they would draft Michael Penix at 8?
Idiots!
It's Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I love you. I really do love you, people. Dukes and Bell of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The brilliance that this audience is bringing right now when it comes to the idea of the Falcons selecting Michael Penix, thinking through it, understanding. I just love you, people.
No, they just hate Kirk Cousins. That's all this is, Carl. They just don't like. You can rationalize this nonsense all you want.
I just like to.
It's pure emotion.
I just like to acknowledge the fact that our fan base is smart, yes, and they understand how these things play out.
No, this is the 2 o'clock hour. Once we get to the folks who work for a living, Carl, we'll get some more rational thought on the draft. So, right now, this is about not liking Kirk Cousins. That's all this is. It has nothing to do with looking ahead to the future.
Are we going to employ like the 2-quarterback offense next year with Penix and Kirk Cousins, yes, out there at the same time?
Well, yes, we are.
Here's the other thing. If you don't like Kirk, how can you not like a guy that hadn't played for you?
Mm.
Exactly. I don't get that. If you're telling me you understand a move like this and why it makes sense for the future of the franchise, I'm all for it. I can't tell you that you're wrong. That's all I'm saying. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about the idea of what could happen Thursday and where there might be a curveball, where there might be something that no one expects. Guys, let's be honest. The draft doesn't start until pick 2.
Mm.
Pick 1 is done, okay?
Right.
Pick 2, where do the Commanders go? And at that point, the draft starts. And then we start to look at who's on the board. And the only thing I said to Mike was, the Falcons like Michael Penix. They're not the only ones. And what if they picked him at 8? And many of you have rationalized this, unlike Mike, who lost his mind. And they've thought about it thoroughly. And they are simply putting thought into these comments. Yes.
Well, let's hope that these people, have the same thought process, of the Raiders general manager, the Vikings general manager, the Broncos general manager, because then they actually buy the absolute BS that we'd be in the market for Michael Penix. We want to maybe trade down because we don't think the need guys are the value guys. So the corners are also not really slotted where we pick, if you're honest, at 8. So it doesn't have to be an edge rusher because there are some good edge rushers in the middle, raw talent, but talent, you're right. So you could go corner at 11, 12, 13, and then pick up your extra second rounder. You're not getting a first rounder from the Vikings, guys. They're not giving you that 23rd pick.
No.
There's a value. Real quick, I know this is wonkish. I'll make this 30 seconds or less. There's a valuation system. Each pick is worth a certain amount of units, they call, Carl, and you don't get a first round pick from anybody moving up unless you're going all the way back to the end of the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a second round at best. Some teams don't have second rounders this year, like the Vikings and the Broncos, if that's important to you.
It is. I mean, if you're going to do anything, you want to maximize it. I'm with you on that. All right. More of your thoughts, more of your brilliant thoughts at 404-726-0929. And I really appreciate all the great texts coming in and you guys understanding what this could potentially be. And by the way, seriously, do you know how many times teams don't care about what the fans want? They just do what they think is right.
Can you write me?
Yes.
I got my hand up here. As a Falcon fan, they've done this 23 of the 25 years that I've watched the Falcons drafts.
I'm just telling you.
So I'm familiar with that.
Think they are going to do what you think they need to do, right, they do what they think they need to do. It's not just us, by the way, to Mike's point. But this is what these NFL teams do.
And guys, don't get it twisted. I'm not locked into Dallas Turner. I'm not locked into Verse. I do like Latu. Carl's won me over on Latu because I've seen some things, and I just talked about what Bucky Brooks was talking about today on NFL Network. All I'm saying is do not draft Penix. Trade back, go get a corner, get whatever you want, but don't draft Penix at 8. It'd be the dumbest thing this franchise has ever done.
24-23, that's his Twitter handle, says, listen, only you do this only if the decision makers felt strongly enough that they were getting the best quarterback talent. Well, guess what? If you did it, that's what you're thinking. Mm. There is no felt strongly. If you do this, you are buying in completely. All right. We got more to get to. Mike, before we hit some headlines, Anaya Smith is going to join us coming up. Texas A&M wide receiver. Speaking of third rounds.
Yep, he's right in that mix.
Okay, here's another guy where you go, oh, we need to go get one of these top guys. Guess what? You address whatever you need to address in the first round. Maybe in the third round you turn around, Mike, and you add a guy like Anaya Smith.
Right, unless, of course, those same guys like Michael Penix see us don't draft Roma Dunze. Because if Roma Dunze is there at 8, that's one that I won't like. Especially since I still don't understand why we gave Darnell Mooney that money. I don't even know what this guy is. But if you go draft...
What's up, Darnell?
Roma Dunze. Looking forward to talking to him. I haven't talked to him yet. When we do go get a Roma Dunze, that doesn't make a lot of sense either, but it makes a hell of a lot more sense than Michael Penix.
Frank Schwab's going to join us as well. Mm-hmm. Yahoo Sports. He covers the NFL coming up a little bit later on at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. here. So we've got some more NFL conversation to get to. Black Aaron, Twitter handle. Hey. He says, I like Penix. But the only way the Falcons should draft him, I don't know if he sounds like this, the only way the Falcons should draft him is if he's available in the third or fourth round. He won't be. Penix is gone in the first.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yep.
Just telling you guys.
And there's teams, and remember, guys, there will be teams calling the Cardinals and then probably getting hung up on by the Cardinals and calling the Chargers. And then there's guys who love McCarthy. There's guys who love or hate Drake May. But for somebody out there who that their plan B is Penix. And that's where the trade, that's where the value comes in talking about Penix if you're the Falcons. So maybe lure one of those guys.
Do you think he's plan A for some teams? Because I do.
I think teams picking 15 to 30, he's plan A.
I think he's plan A for teams that are in the top 10.
Okay.
5 quarterbacks going in this draft, guys. Do you believe that? In this first round or 4?
I say 5.
Okay. Because I think 5, too. And if you say 5, right, Penix is in that mix.
You know, we've talked to every major talent evaluator guys with NFL websites. They all say the same thing. Drake May is either love or hate. There's no consensus on Drake May.
I've not spent a lot of time, Mike, hearing anything about Drake May or talking to people about Drake May because the Commanders, to me, are so – this is why I say the draft starts at 2. They're so wild right now. This thing that happened last week, you know, we talked about Jaden Daniels being upset. He wasn't the only one.
Right.
All those quarterbacks' agents were not happy with the idea that they brought in all these guys thinking that was their guy's time to shine. And so, you know, I don't know where they go. It doesn't mean that they won't pick Jaden Daniels, but I haven't spent a lot of time. The May thing, it went from, like, when we started this process, remember, it was May. It was Caleb Williams in May.
Right.
Maybe the fifth guy taken in this draft. I don't know.
Right. I mean, Bo Nix ain't going anywhere in the first round. That was all we always – I think most SEC fans saw that as a pipe dream. But here's the curious one. What are the Giants going to do? I know they're still on the hook for another year before they're going to have to eventually just eat that contract with Daniel Jones.
Quarterback.
That's a wild card right there.
It is.
The Giants could go J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
And it wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
And then you got teams maybe looking for Penix.
Wait a minute.
To come
out
and talk to us.
Come out. You said J.J. McCarthy in the top 10?
That would be 6th overall.
Oh! For everybody who said he isn't any good, he doesn't throw the ball enough, he can't pass, blah, 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 blah. I totally agree with you. I think he's going somewhere there. But certainly in the top 10. J.J. McCarthy, guys, a lot of people, Turtle, love what he brings.
That's
including
fine.
Including the Patriots.
But here's the thing, though.
What's up?
Bringing it back home to the Falcons.
Yes, Michael Penix.
That scenario, that scenario creates either Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze available for the Falcons.
Right on.
So what do you do?
No, and Penix, and an edge,
they
and the
corner. They are going to do what you think they need to do. Right. They do what they think they need to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm the dude who thinks they're going to do something stupid if they go with Penix. The thing about J.J. McCarthy, he had a nice interview with him this morning on ESPN.
I'm sure
you'll see it on draft day.
Okay.
And he's basically saying, defending, you know, look, I came to Michigan. It's a run-first offense. Harbaugh set me up for the NFL. It's play action. He goes, it made me better. He said all the right things. So, I mean, whoever's coaching him in his camp, he's saying all the right things about he's the, you know, and because, you know, Harbaugh is banging the drum for this guy. Some people, remember, there's some people out there who still think that Harbaugh is not enamored with Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And then they would turn around and trade Justin Herbert and get a king's ransom for him.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Which, I mean, that's like the total nuclear option for the LA Chargers.
That would be crazy. Right. Mark, he's a loyal follower. He says, this would be ridiculous unless you think Cousins is only a 2-year guy.
Well, they pay for three. Four is the option.
You could cut him after two and pay him cap hit of $10 million. That's jump change.
DeMario says, by the way, DeMario A. Falcons, Mike, I left too hard waiting on the folks at work for a living to call into the show. So he at least he got the joke on that one.
Yes, we talk about
another
that
guy
all
says,
time.
Look, I like Penix. No, guys, as we said, but not there. He says he's never, Carl just touched on, he's not going to make it to the second round. Another guy's are saying, no, you and Turtle want, no, I just said, I don't want necessarily, don't want Dallas Turner.
Tell him what they've been saying, guys.
Yeah, we need an edge rusher, but maybe not an eight.
Dallas Turner, that's all I've heard.
Well, that's everything everybody else has heard. And he may be a bum. I mean,
Falcons, eight. Well, Turner, eight.
But, Harry, let me ask you this. Is Latu taking at eight? If you think Latu's Micah Parsons, go get him at eight.
Strip sack.
Thank you.
He's the best pass rusher.
All right. Well, then go get him
at
eight.
I don't know if he is. And by the way, here's the thing, Mike. Do you value that more than you value Dallas Turner's overall athleticism? Tip ball. If you do, if you just tell me I need a killer to get to the quarterback, it's Latu hands down.
Right. No, I mean, the more we've looked at Latu, he does fit the bill. The only question is, are you hung up on the value thing? That because some GMs are worried about his neck, that he's not worth taking it. Well, screw that. Like I said this earlier. In hindsight, if we could have, knowing what we know now about Micah Parsons, we take him at four.
Take him.
Period. And you don't take Kyle Pitts. It was a stupid pick. That is a stupid pick now.
Yeah. And I think the value thing, here's the thing. A lot of these teams saw the Detroit Lions last year screw the value system and go with Jahmyr Gibbs, which everybody said, what the hell are they doing?
Which is for the validation of us grabbing Bijan.
But you know what? They knew what they wanted and it worked.
Right.
If you know what you want and it works, who cares about this value system?
Well, that goes back to the mind games. The only reason you'd be throwing the Penix thing out there to media outlets and what we're talking about it is to create some sense of a value that, the Falcons are really – I just don't know what general managers in the league would look at that and say, we better give them what they want. Man, they want Penix bad. I don't know what general manager sounds like that. But seriously, Carl's like, wait a minute. I saw in the Macon Telegraph they really want Penix. We better make a deal.
Yeah.
Give them everything they want. See, I don't understand why they do this stuff, but they do it every year. Every team does it.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Carl, real quick, you know who cares about the value system?
Who?
To answer your question?
Who?
Terry Fontenot.
You know what? I disagree.
He's drafted best player available every year he's been here.
Here's why I disagree. You know what Terry cares about right now? Well, how many years is this now, Mike?
Four.
Fourth
draft.
Four. Winning! He better win!
Well, that's not Michael Penix at eight.
And the reason why is because he stayed, and the coach got. You know who's going next? It's not Raheem. He just signed a big, fat deal.
It's the GM.
It's the general manager. And I'm not saying that they're not looking at that stuff, Turtle, but at the end of the day, in the back of his head, you know what he's saying? I got to win now.
No, like, that's a convenient narrative.
Come on, Art. I got to get it done now. Michael, I got to win.
Based on a number of – I'm looking at PFF. I'm looking at NFL Network, Jeremiah. Michael Penix is considered anywhere from 25 to 36 best athlete in the draft. That would preclude him if you're going for best athlete available. That's Roma Dunze. If Roma Dunze is available, that's the guy. If you're going on the best athlete available,
best
he's going to take that guy. Yeah. Or Brock Bowers if he's there.
And this gets back to the conviction thing, guys. If the quarterback is about what you vision, right?
Right.
It's not what we think, like, oh, that guy sucks. Like J.J. McCarthy, you're like, he didn't throw the ball. He had the best offensive line, best defensive line in college football. He didn't have to. Okay? It doesn't mean that he can't. And how teams look at him in the NFL is really all that's going to matter.
Right.
So if somebody says Michael Penix is the best pure passer from the pocket in this draft, best deep ball thrower in this draft, you start to convince yourself, Mike, it's very easy as one of these teams to go, well, then we need to go get him.
Well, again, it makes more sense to load up with the best young wide receiver in the draft available and add that to what we've already put on the field and let Kirk Cousins cook. As opposed to, let's have a guy that we're going to waste a pick on who's not going to have any impact on the game until Kirk Cousins gets hurt. And if you're betting on a guy to get hurt, you sign the wrong guy in the first place. Yeah.
Well, that's an whole nother story. All right, it's Dukes and Bill. We got plenty more to get to. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com.
We just talk about all the things. And just because you don't like it doesn't mean that it won't happen. We're coming back. Frank Schwab. Yahoo Sports. He covers the NFL. We'll talk to him about the draft as part of our NFL Blitz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.